thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that, my thoughts, my views, my opinions. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Roberto. Hope y'all are doing well. It's been a very entertaining last few days, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that podcast.
Hey.
Hey. Monster on the beat, ho, Debo, any rap nigga, he a free throw, man, damn, Carla
Emberland, yeah, tell West Coast bias.
Nella nigga, to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me.
Make sure you rate the podcast.
How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many.
Thank y'all for tuning in, first and foremost.
I'm John Stockton. The Yeah Dad Podcast.
Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him.
Make sure you like him, rate, subscribe.
Him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one.
Hey.
To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case. Why is he around?
This is about certified that. Make sure you, share the podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Not fuck him up. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord. And it's probably A minor. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
The Yeah Dad Podcast.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? B-Rest, that's for bitching. You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Well, over your foe. The other vaginal option? Pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne Grow while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central. Nigga better not speak on Sabina. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the road label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay.
Yikes.
The Yeah Dad Podcast.
They not like us.
Hey.
They not like us. They not like us.
Hope y'all enjoy the show, y'all.
They not like us.
Yeah, that.
They not like us. They not like us.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Robbie. How are y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well. It's been a while, about a week or two, you know what I mean? Took last week off. There was a lot going on my end. There's a lot going on in this world too. Crazy in the world of entertainment. But before we get started, thank you first and foremost for tuning in, for listening. As always, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Thanks for the support. Last episode, episode 66, I believe. I always have it lined up, but yep, episode 66, last episode, Mermaid Kaylee. We had a special guest, Miss Kaylee Grant, on the show, and we talked sharks, the ocean, swimming with sharks, how to swim with sharks, how to swim with whales, keeping the ocean clean, etc. We got to know Kaylee. And if you want to swim with sharks, dolphins, humpback whales, you gotta hit her up. Check that out if you haven't already. Episode 66, everywhere podcast platforms are available and on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheYadAppPodcast. They got handles now on YouTube. So it's at the Yadap Podcast, or if that doesn't work, youtube.com/WestCoastRob. But how y'all doing? It feels so good to be back, y'all. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm doing well. I am tired. We had a lot going on.
Oh shit.
We had a lot going on. In regards to just life, period. You know what I mean? Last week, my daughter, it's still prep soccer season. She had 3 soccer games in 1 week, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Whoever, our athletic director is just like, what are you doing, yo? And I learned it's not just our school or her school, but other schools in the region who her teammates from her club team, they go to the different schools in the area. And one of the schools had 4 games in 1 week. Ridiculous. Like they say in the military, unsat. Like, what the fuck? How you gonna have 3 games is terrible. But at least we had Monday, we had off Tuesday, Wednesday, off Thursday, played Friday. They had them 2 days in between, I mean, to kind of rest or whatever. 4 days out of the week is ridiculous. There is no recovery time for the athletes. Ridiculous, man. So 3 or 4 games a week is stupid. I don't know what is going on. Piss poor planning. But so we had 3 games last week. Then we had, 2 games the week prior to that. So we ended up out of those 5 games, 4-1. 4-1. So we lost the first one. And the latter 4, we won. So 4 game win streak. You know what I mean? Good stuff. We also had a gymnastics meet. You know what I mean? My little gymnast, she's wrapping up her gymnastics career. So we had a meet 2 weeks ago. And she ended up 2nd place in 1 event, 3rd place in 1 event. And then I think she was 3rd place in another event. And then overall, out of everyone, her cumulative score, she was 3rd overall. And then her team as a whole won the whole thing. So had that going on as well. We also had the prom for my daughter. So we had a lot of stuff going on, man. And, you know, parents who are really involved in their children's lives, we're everywhere, all over the place. You know, we're the driver or whatever. So to and from games, practices, gymnastics meets, prom, dinners, photo ops, from prom, post prom events, shenanigans. But all in all, it's worth it. You know what I mean? It's all worth it. Proud dad right here will do it in a heartbeat. No fucks. But, you know, amidst all that, we had time to have fun. So my wife and I, we attended a craft beer festival that was up here. And I haven't always been like a beer guy. I remember one of my little homies on one of my prior ships was really into beer, was a beer guy. And I never understood it. I was like, beer, yeah, it's beer. You know what I mean? But then when I lived in Washington State, this is where I met my man. Washington State was big on like the IPAs and stuff. So that's where I started to dabble, started to drink IPAs, man, which Washington State, I love. Love Washington State. Shout out to everybody in Washington State, all the Washingtonians or whatever you're called. The Pac Northwest as a whole, I love it up there. Shout out to that area. Shout out to the people up there. But, that's where I first started my love for craft beers, man. You know what I mean? Up in Washington State. So my wife and I went to a craft beer festival here locally. And where I live, there's a lot of breweries. So we were the VIPs, part of the party, whatever. So we had the festival started at 1, but VIPs were allowed to come in an hour early. So we got there at 12. We got a glass. We got our own we had our own breweries within the VIP section that were only there for the VIPs, whatever. Had our own table, own little snacks, food, and our own little VIP section. And then you went out to the main section, and that's where the majority of the breweries were and the food trucks and all that. So it was a great time, man. Great time. I made sure to try all them damn beers. It was good. They were all good. Got some favorites, met some friends, got invited to some farms to shoot some crossbows and guns. Shout out to the homie Adam and Grandma Tammy. You know what I mean? Yeah, that. But yeah, had a blast out there, man. Came home, and at the festival, you know, we were trying the beers or whatever. So you got a good size glass, like an 8-ounce glass. And each sample or whatever, each brewery was supposed to give you like probably about 3-4 ounces of the glass for you to, you know, sip on or whatever. But there was a couple of them was hooking it up. Like Elysium, oh my gosh. Now Elysium Space Dust, for those of you who drink beer, know Elysium Space Dust is tough. So I would walk up and I told my wife, because we like Space Dust. It's heavy though. It's a filling beer, but that shit, it's like 13% ABV or some shit, give or take percentages. But I was like, yo, Space Dust, we gotta get some Space Dust. So we went to the main spot, went to Elysium, and the dude was like, how much you want? And I was like, what? He's like, what? You want like a half? You want a little bit? I was like, as much as you want to give me there, buddy. Homie filled the glass up, and I was like, my man. So walking around with that after drinking other brews around there, it's crazy. Then you had live music, and there was a band, I forgot what they were called. It was an all black band. Fire. This was about 2 weeks ago. They're fire, man. So great times. Left the spot. I mean, I was drinking water in between. I was making sure I drank some water so that way one of us could drive home. But I was killing some water. So I drove home. It wasn't too far from the crib. Came home, passed out, took a nap. Wife woke me up and she's like, oh, I thought I would wake you up. I woke up discombobulated. I didn't know where it was. I thought it was 8 a.m. because it was dusk. I'm like, what time is it? And then it's like this time. I was like, dang, where did the girls? You took the girls to school? I would have took them. Woo, woo, this and this. And then she's like, nah, they're outside. I was like, outside? What do you mean they outside? And I was just like, holy crap, it's Saturday. But good times. You know what I'm saying? Good times. What else did we do? Craft Beer Fest, yeah, prom, soccer games. Other than that, like the weekdays, usually we're pretty busy transporting, going back and forth with practices and whatnot. As you avid followers and listeners know, you know what I mean? I'm a busy guy. We're working on college college visits and camps this summer too for my daughter. It's getting close to crunch time, man. We're just right at crunch time where we gotta, I mean, have a school on deck selected and all that stuff. So when it comes senior night, she gets announced going to said school on whoops scholarship or whatever, working on this degree type shit. So it's that time of, that time of the year, man. That time of the year, man. That's what I meant to say. But other than that, I know y'all are tracking. For all my hip hop fans or even casual music hip-hop listeners, I know y'all been tracking this beef, and I know y'all heard the intro because you already know what my bias is. However, I'm not really biased, but I listen to both, one heavier than the other, you know what I mean, being from where I'm from. But I know y'all are following or have been following the beef, because it's hard not to, even if you're not a hip-hop head. If you just like pop music, you're aware of the tracks that came out. But for those, that percentage of people who weren't following Kendrick Lamar and Drake's beef is what I'm referring to. Them fools been beefing, man. But they've been beefing for decades, kind of sneak dissing each other. And they finally came out and have been going to war. J. Cole was in it as well. He took offense to it. He dropped a track getting at Kendrick Lamar, but then 2 days later apologized. Reason being behind his apology. So him, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar have a great relationship. They're real tight. You know what I'm saying? They're homies. So during the Dreamville Fest, you know what I mean, J. Cole put the track out or whatever. One of the homies, Schoolboy Q, was back there. He was back there performing, or he was performing at the Dreamville Festival. And backstage, he chopped it up with J. Cole, and he advised him to, you know, you should probably just bow out, homie, because this is on some real shit. I don't think he shook him down. I don't think Schoolboy went like, yo, you know what I mean? What the fuck? You need to cut that shit out type shit. I think it was on some real respect shit. Like, yo, Kendrick fucks with you. You know what I mean? That's your homie. He ain't trying to go there with you. He really got some animosity and some beef with this fool. So just, you know what I mean? Just wait it out, whatever. Woo, woo, woo. And then go from there type shit. So that is really what stemmed the apology. You know what I mean? J. Cole came out. Was like, all right, you know what I mean? I can hang with you, whatever. Woo, woo. Let me drop this track. But then even in the track, that you can tell homie didn't want to do that shit in the track. And him mentally, thinking about how Cole was mentally, thinking about how this beef was playing out and how it played out. These motherfuckers was getting, they were going low. They were taking low blows. And, you know, Cole ain't on that shit. Positivity, spiritually. You know what I mean? So, of course he was going to come out and apologize. A lot of motherfuckers gave him shit. I spoke on it too. I don't even remember what I said, but a lot of people on TikTok were apologizing to Cole for bowing out. You know what I mean? Grown man type shit. So shout out to J. Cole for doing his thing and apologizing. I mean, shout out to Schoolboy for being on some grown man shit too, being and getting in his ear like, yo, it's not even about that right here. You know what I mean? Homie fucks with you, but these fools are about to, he about to spit some shit about this dude, and you already know how petty this motherfucker is. So, just, you know what I mean? Just let it go. So, that's the reasoning behind J. Cole bowing out. It's what they say. Article came out. That's what the news is. But, in regards to the beef, you know, Kendrick and Cole, so the beef sparked officially with the Like That verse. Kendrick Lamar, Like That verse. You know, Drake had his rebuttal, retaliated with the push-ups track, and then he dropped the TaylorMade track, which the TaylorMade track was Drake's voice, or a song by Drake. The first two verses were Drake's voice, but they were dubbed or covered AI by Tupac and Snoop. So the first verse was like Tupac, Drake sounding like Tupac, rapping, dissing Kendrick. And then the second verse was Snoop. And the third verse was Drake's regular voice, whatever. That track was later taken off the internet as the Tupac estate hit Drake with the fucking cease and desist. Like, take that shit off. We ain't give you permission to do that shit. Take that shit down. Snoop heard it. Snoop had some reactions on his IG. He was like, oh, what? Oh. And that's all he said. And then, you know, motherfuckers was on Kendrick like, where you at? Where you at? Yeah, I mean, homie Drake dropped two tracks already. Where you at? It's been 2 weeks. Woo, woo, woo. Where you at? And then, homie dropped Euphoria. Had motherfuckers like, big eyes. Oh yeah. Drop Euphoria. Homies was like, damn, 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes, three tracks, hard. Let's go. Then homie comes back out, back to back, like he said in Euphoria. Back to back. Drops 6:16 in LA. ode to Drake and his timestamps. I fucked with it. 616 in LA was the Taylor Swift produced, producer-produced track. I forgot the dude's name, but he's a producer for Taylor Swift. It was hard. So he dropped back to back. Then what, a week or a couple days later, Family Matters comes out. Then 30 minutes after that, Kendrick steps on Drake's shit with Meet the Grams. Alchemist produced hard. He's talking to every member of Drake's family, from mother to father, to Drake himself, his son, and his daughter? Question mark. But Alchemist produced very eerie, very horror-like, very, very cynical type. Stepped on homie shit. It was tight. Family Matters was tight too, though. I mean, like, that push-ups beat is like, all right, that's hard. But how he transitioned into, like, the drill-style beat, and he was going at the rest of the people he's dissing or he's beefing with, that I like that part. And then that the last beat that he was going in where he goes at Kendrick again, that shit was hard. So Family Matters was hard, but Family Matters got stepped on by Kendrick because he dropped that shit like 30 minutes after Family Matters came out, which was a tough tactic. That shit was hard too, man. That shit was hard, how he just came out, stepped on his shit, and people were really talking Meet the Grams. If you really think about it, people were like, Meet the Grams, woo woo, da da da. So stepping on Family Matters was a smart tactic, man. And then K-Dot came out with Not Like Us, which, I'm a West Coast cat, man. That shit. Then you got DJ Mustard on it, and it's just one of them. You hear that, man, you know that's getting played in the clubs. You know that's getting played in the clubs at the crib. I know the homie Les Steezy and my little bro Ronnie Quest DJs are playing that in the club. And I wish I was there for their sets to hear that shit in the club, because all you want to do, you want to get hyphy to something like that. It just makes me think about hyphy music, and they not like us. They not like, that's hard, fool, hard. They not like us. And then Drake comes back out with Heart Part 6, taken from Kendrick's series, which was a smart tactic as well. Kendrick's Heart series. And he drops his latest rebuttal, which to me, I know a lot of Drake fans were like, oh man, that's real. He spit some real stuff right there. But if you really break down the track, homie contradicts himself a lot in the song. Homie says one thing where he's, oh, I fed you fake news, woo woo woo. But then later on comes out talking about the stuff you got from them fools. Them fools are clowns. Then he's like, he mentions Millie Bobby Brown, which Kendrick never said nothing about Millie Bobby Brown. Then this fool said, what else he say? This fool said something about, in regards to like, oh yeah, we leaked out the stuff to you. No, you didn't, fool, because anybody who would have set up somebody and they took the bait, as soon as they took the bait, you would have came back and you would have spit a track and you would have mentioned like, oh yeah, see, motherfucker, you took the bait, boom, here are the receipts, whoo, whoo. And then for the Family Matters joint, you made a video for that shit, an elaborate video for it. Why didn't you incorporate the setup of the bags or the information, or the bag with all the stuff in it, or the information with all the or the information about the daughter, et cetera, et cetera? Why didn't you incorporate that into the video? To me, Heart Part 6 sounds like it's like a defensive record. And I know a lot of people have saying that, because it is, though. If you think about it, homie is really trying to defend himself in that record. Will Kendrick reply to that record? We'll see. A lot of people are saying that beef is done. That's Drake. Heart Part 6 was Drake waving the white flag while still trying to say some shit. but kind of really be like, all right, it was good. This was good. I mean, past tense. So yeah, I'm done type shit. But what do you think? You think he's done? You think K-Dot's done? Who knows? Let's see. Let's see what happens out of this. But amidst all this beef shit, you know what I mean? It was good for the fans, but there's a lot of bullshit in it. You know what I mean? Of course there wasn't a lot of truth to a lot of the stuff, although these fools are claiming that there's truth to a lot of their allegations. We need receipts, you know what I mean? But there was a lot of ugly. There was just, you know, like serious allegations of domestic violence, pedophilia, assault. You know what I mean? It was like just the constant talking about children and deadbeat fathers and talking about wives, and it was just degrading. You know what I mean? Women were really degraded in this battle. Kids, I don't know. It got real ugly. We were entertained, yes, but when you really break down and you really listen to the tracks, it's just like, all right, chill, man. You know what I mean? Chill. I was watching a video a little while ago with the OGs, fucking Daz and Corrupt on it, and it was funny because they the OGs, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with Daz and Corrupt. You know what I mean? Corrupt has one of the most underrated classic beef diss tracks where he's dissing DMX, a lot of East Coast fools, and it's called Calling Out Names. Check that shit out. That shit is hard. It's West Coast, so if y'all don't like West Coast bangers, West Coast bops, you're not gonna like it, but listen to the track. It's a bop. And they were on a show, and I guess Corrupt hadn't been keeping up with the beef, so they're explaining it to him, and Daz is sitting next to him, and Daz is explaining stuff to Corrupt, and the host is saying some stuff to him too, and he's like, what? He's like, what's that? It just reminded me of like two grandpas or like two uncles, like what? It made them look their age. It kind of was like on some OG, quadruple OG type shit. And Corrupt was like, what? Why are they doing that, man? Back when I was beefing, or if it was beef, then I was gonna fight a homie, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with these fools? And a lot of the stuff he was saying was valid. So then they played Not Like Us, you know what I mean? West Coast bop. And you know, for those of you who don't know who Corrupt is, Corrupt is a lyricist, homie. OG lyricist, dog. And he's listening to it for the first time. They're playing it for him, and he's like, okay, snickering, you know what I mean? It was a good video to watch. So if you a West Coast cat, you from Cali, all my folk out in Cali or the Pac Northwest or Arizona, wherever, check that video out, man. Daz and Corrupt reacted to Not Like Us for the first time. But I forgot what I was saying in regards to that. But oh yeah, so like with the beef, so these fools were talking about crazy shit, which that it just, I don't know, man, like the topics they were talking about. I was in a debate with a cat from New York, a younger cat at work, about the beef, and he was just talking about how, one, I'm a Kendrick fan, like I said already. However, when it comes to the debate, when it comes to the beef and debating the beef, I come in like non-biased. Those of you who are listening to this are probably gonna be like, man, nah, you got a bias. What are you talking about? Da, 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 woo, woo. But nah, I come in even playing field, especially when I'm debating with somebody about it. So homie's younger cat or whatever, and already started a convo off disrespectful, talking about, man, yeah, everyone talks about Kendrick being a lyricist. I don't hear it. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. It's like, what are you talking about? One, what are you talking about? I was like, yo, you a Drake fan? Like, you a Drake fan? And he's just like, nah, man, it's just the two songs that Drake put out, they were clubbing. They were hits. They were songs. I mean, you can bop to their bops. And I was just like, So that's what makes it a better song. So that's the type of, that's what you like. You like the clubby bop, bop, bop. Oh, I can dance to this, da, 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 type shit over what these fools are actually saying. And he's like, nah, nah. He's like, I'm from New York. You know what I mean? I grew up with a lyricists, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh yeah? I was like, how old are you? He's like, you know, we're not too far from age. But he was talking to one of my homegirls who was standing next to me. I was like, fool, I'm 11 years older than you, homie. We're not close to age. I was like, who'd you grow up listening to? He's like, I grew up listening to lyricists. I was like who? Like, tell me. He's like, Jewels, Jada Kiss, Fab, you know what I mean? I was like, Jewels is a lyricist to you? No disrespect to Jewels. I told him, and homie was like, what? And I was like, yo, I fucked with Dipset tough. When Dipset was at its peak, I was outside. You were in elementary school. Chill out, homie. So I fucked with Jewels, and I fucked with Dipset tough. But I was just like, Jewels is a lyricist? Like, you're saying Kendrick isn't a lyricist, but you saying Jewels is, fool? They're not even on the same spectrum, homie. No disrespect to Jewels, you know what I mean? And then he was like, yeah, he was a lyricist at a group. I was like, what? I was like, nah, to me, it was Cam, yo. Cam was saying some shit. But then he's like, nah, really, listen. That's why Wayne fucked with him tough. And Wayne was another one he mentioned. And I was like, yeah, Wayne, of course. 2008 was the year of Wayne, fool. You know what I mean? Everything was Lil Wayne, yo. But I was like, yeah, Can't Feel My Face, the mixtapes with Jewels and Wayne, I get it. You know what I mean? But you can't say Kendrick isn't a lyricist, and you can't say Jewels. That, when you mention lyricists, you can say, give me your top 10 lyricists of the past 20 years. I guarantee Jewels will not be on that list. No disrespect to Jewels. I fucks with Jewels tough, trust me. But no disrespect, it's just real. Like, he may feel that himself, Jewels, of course. But true hip-hop fans aren't going to be like Jewels. Like, come on, man. Like, chill. So then I'm like, all right. So how are those songs better? He's like, man, they're bops. Like, the Kendrick song, like, and they're just like slow and they're like boring, fool. I was like, yo, are you listening to what the dude is saying? I was like, yo, did you listen to Meet the Grams? It's like, yeah, it's a the songs are slow, fool, but it's methodical, dog. Like, that's the whole point of the songs and why he dropped them in the order he dropped them. And then I was in there doing I was singing They Not Like Us. And I was like, they not like us. And homie was like that song, like that last song, he ain't saying shit in it. And I was like, fool, you're crazy, dog. Like, homie's clowning. Like, what do you mean? Homie is clowning. He's making a bop. Cause, you know, Drake is trying to shout out YG and all these fools. Like, yo, we taking it back to the crib, fool. Like, YG and them ain't gonna flip on Kendrick and pick your side over him. Like, you tripping. So he made a Cali bop, so that way everybody in Cali can be like, ba da 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 da. And then that last verse, when he's talking about being a colonizer, come on, don't tell me homie ain't saying shit. Talking about homie and his case and all that shit, like OV Ho, like, come on, fool. You know what I mean? So you can't have a debate, a beef debate with somebody who is not gonna drop their bias of who they like and why they like them. But you know, beef is beef. It's been entertaining, despite the shit they were saying. But today, or by the time you listen to this, yesterday or a few days ago, there was a shooting at Drake's estate, the embassy, in Toronto. So, of course, you already know, the news reports are talking about it. Yeah, there was a shooting at Drake's home. There was a drive-by shooting, and one of the security guards were shot. Of course, people are... They're already on the... Oh, was it Kendrick? Did he send people over there? Like, ain't no... First off, ain't nobody from Cali gonna go over to Toronto to shoot it up. For what? And it's not even that type of beef. Like, what are we talking about? Secondly, y'all gotta think, Kendrick isn't the only person that fool is beefing with. That fool is beefing with somebody from his own city. I'll give y'all time to think about that. Homie is beefing with The Weeknd. They got all the same, they know the same folk. Fool was talking about homies, and they're right there. Not saying The Weeknd's people were the ones who did it, but that makes a little more sense if you think about it. So, all that Kendrick shit, man, nah, it ain't even on that type of level with K-Dot and all them fools. Not to say that if that fool was in L.A., fucking Drake and his OVO folk, if they're in L.A., that there might not be any issues with running into TDE homies or anybody from Compton or from Bompton, whatever. Not saying that ain't gonna happen, but ain't nobody getting sent to no Toronto, Canada to shoot up this fool's crib over this little beef like that. Like, nah, it's not happening. I mean, it's not happening. But there's more logical outcomes that can come from it. So just think about shit like that. But hopefully the security guard is okay, you know what I'm saying? And who's to say it wasn't? It was the others that are included in the beef. It could be just a crazy, stupid-ass fan. Because you know them fans do stupid shit, man. They do dumb shit. It could be a stupid-ass fan. Who knows? Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out within the next few days or so. But hopefully the security guard, homie, is straight. What else we got? It's crazy that shit happened at the dude's house. And I know a lot of fans are going to be like, oh, if homie didn't put Drake's crib on the cover art of that Not Like Us track, then it wouldn't happen. Fool, you can MapQuest his, or not map, I just dated myself. You can Google Maps his house. You can Google Maps any area. Like, come on, man. You stop acting like you can't find a celebrity's crib. I guarantee a lot of y'all out there who are Drake fans know where that fool lives, the embassy. And it's crazy because a lot of people who are on that block or in that neighborhood were complaining when that house was being built that his walls were too tall. And they were having issues with the construction of the home, it being too tall, et cetera, et cetera. Now you incorporate a shooting into the mix, into this super uppity neighborhood, them fools are gonna want him out of there. Like, you gotta get out of our, you're bringing too much smoke to our fucking neighborhood. But hopefully homie's all right. Hopefully nothing else comes out of this drama, and hopefully no stupid ass fans are trying to use this as a scapegoat to do stupid shit to the opposing person's thing. I mean, keep that shit fucking, keep that shit PG. You know what I mean? Meaning on the fucking, on wax only. But yeah, lastly, they had that Tom Brady roast, and I know all y'all seen it. The clip of Kim K getting booed, which is funny. And I think the reason behind the booing is because of her beef, because it's beef season, with Taylor Swift. If you didn't know, Taylor Swift and Kim K are beefing. On Taylor Swift's newest album, she has a track where she's addressing Kim K. It's beef season, man. You know what I mean? Drake versus the world. Kendrick versus Drake. Chris Brown versus Quavo. Taylor Swift versus Kim K. But at the roast, she comes up as one of the guest speakers or whatever. Why she's at a Tom Brady roast, who knows? No need for her to be there. She gets up there and she's trying to tell her joke after she's introduced by Kevin Hart and Kevin, and then just starts receiving boos. And they were loud, where she couldn't even finish the joke she was trying to do because of the boos. And Kevin Hart had to intervene and be like, all right, hey, da, 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 da. And Kim was like, she took it well. She was up there like, all right, and then proceeded to finish her joke about Kevin, which the joke was terrible. This is like, all right, it was corny, and like it referred to her and like the dark meat, you know what I'm saying, type shit. But yeah, that was it. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's on Netflix. But it's crazy that they edited the booze out of that. Why? Netflix, let that shit ride. It's a part of the fucking show. What the fuck? Let that shit ride. They edited out the booze of Kim K. Boo. Big boo to Netflix for doing that shit. But it's crazy. Then Tom Brady got offended at the roast when they mentioned him and Robert Kraft, getting massages. You can see Brady saying, "Don't ever say that shit again," type shit. But yeah, you should check it out. It's on Netflix, man. Netflix. But other than that, we're gonna wrap it up right here. Episode 67. And we back on this mug. I hope y'all are doing well. Make sure you follow the podcast on YouTube. You subscribe, you like, you comment, follow on Instagram at Yadat Podcast, on TikTok at the Yadat Podcast, and on wherever podcast platforms are available, wherever you're listening to this from. Make sure you comment, you rate the podcast. Give me 5 stars, give me a like, give me a thumbs up, whatever the podcast platform has available for you to rate it. That way the homie can get some love and can get moved up in the charts, and more people can fuck with me, you know what I mean? But other than that, thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in, as always. And as always, much love to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Stay safe out there. Until the next episode, it's the homie West Coast Rob signing out. Yeah, that.
The Yeah Dat Podcast.